We mentioned last Wednesday that we had something fun to announce, something that'll get you guys involved, something we've been working on for a little bit of time. And I think this past week can showcase why we, in fact, have to do this. And that is, it's about time that Bobby Witt Jr. had some more support from the fans.
Yeah, and you know why? That's today. We are happy to say, and because here's the truth. I want to mention something before we announce what the actual event, labeling, what you can all join here in a moment is going to be called. Because for the second straight year, Bobby Witt Jr. is the best shortstop in baseball. And for the second straight year, Gold, you and I have to watch him be a backup to some lesser player. Because of what? Batting average this year for Jacob Wilson? No. Because what? Last year they just didn't feel like it? A superstar, in my opinion, and in your opinion, and I believe in the Royals' opinion, in Major League Baseball's opinion, and everyone else around, should be treated as such. So far, he is not being treated as such. So, Gold, what are we happy to announce today?
We are forming the Wittesons. It's time. The Wittesons is going to be an officially sanctioned fan club for one Bobby Witt Jr., the best shortstop in baseball. It's time that we have a group to support Bobby. And with all the all-star voting the last 2 years, as you said, Cody, the fact that he hasn't been a starter yet, this is now the perfect time to actually announce it. And so that's why if you're watching on the video stream today, we are donning a mullet. We are donning
Bobby Witt Jr.
sunglasses. You're wearing the old school Witt shirt from the road trip.
This did talk about how far back we thought about him as a future superstar and why we were also dubbing ourselves as the leaders of this enclave, the senior Wittesons.
Well, of course.
Now, I don't know how you feel about that as somebody who's not in his 40s yet, but you're going to have to deal with it. We're the senior Wittesons and the rest of you can be Wittesons. As part of this, our plan is to launch a series of events to help bring even more attention to what is a superstar in your town named Bobby Witt Jr. And so, even this Sunday, our very first event will take place. You know how we're wearing wigs? They'll have some wigs to give away. But how about even better than that? They will have barbers on site at 10:30 on Sunday to cut your hair like Bobby Witt Jr.'s. They will have a look-alike contest to look like Bobby Witt Jr. ahead of the game as well. So we're planning event-based stuff, and it all starts this Sunday.
Yeah, we're looking forward to this. This is, as you said, just one of the events we're doing. But if you think you already maybe you already look like Bobby Witt Jr. Maybe you already got the stash going a little bit.
You should have got a stash, bud.
That's where I screwed up. You know, I shaved on like Saturday and I normally, of course, don't have a mustache. And so I just shaved like normal. But I realized I should have kept the stash just in time for Sunday's event that we're going to have out at Kauffman Stadium. And obviously, we'll be selecting a winner. You and I, as the senior Wittesons, will be selecting a winner in that look-alike contest. And I believe we've been told the Royals are fully on board with this. Bobby Witt Jr. likes the name, likes the idea, likes the support.
So he's on board. The player, the man, the myth, the legend, right? Bobby Witt Jr. is on board. You said the team's on board. To my understanding, Major League Baseball would like some involvement. They would like to dip their toe in the Wittesson water, as it were, and figure out exactly what we can do to help. Because here's the truth. I think if you go to any video Major League Baseball sends out, and this is honestly the truth, and it's like talking about baseball players and the stars in the sport, if it doesn't include Bobby Witt Jr., the very first player would be like, what the hell? You're not going to include one of the stars of the sport? And some of this goes back to GoldenEye's East Coast versus Midwest and all other stuff where it's like, I'm tired of the guys who play in the West Coast getting more attention and all the stuff that comes with it. Bobby Witt Jr. is one of the best players in the sport. He should have his own fan group. And the fact that we're going to have barbers out on Sunday to cut your hair like Bobby Witt Jr., have sunglasses like these, have wigs like these, have the look-alike contest. Have I asked Bobby Witt Jr. if he will attend the look-alike contest? Yes. Do I have official confirmation he will yet? No, but
he might.
The request is there, and it is not a no yet. So, like, what I can tell you is we're doing everything we can to try to launch this thing hard on Sunday and hope to get as many of you out there on Sunday for the Wittesons.
Yeah, it's the perfect time based on how the All-Star game went as well. We've been working on this for a while. Some people are asking about how we came up with a name. I'll be honest. We had to make sure that legal cleared this thing. It turns out there's some people
we've gotten in trouble on this show. We gotta be smart.
I'm just saying, you know, perhaps that LeBron James has something trademarked that's out there as well.
Yeah, it turns out, that one's probably a little tougher. So we're going Wittesons. It also leans in perfectly with the senior Wittesons and everything else in between it. Again, I understand Jacob Wilson's having a good year. It's not even necessarily about that. The only statistic in which he is better at Bobby Witt Jr. than baseball this year is batting average. He is not better at stolen bases, at doubles, at homers, at defense. He's not better at any of those things. He just simply got a few more singles, and now I have to... Superstars are supposed to get the superstar treatment. Look at Mikel Garcia. Alex Bregman gets to go to the All-Star game. Well, Mark, Mikel Garcia, who's had a great year,
another snub,
a more deserving player, has to sit at home because the superstar... This is just about, if you got a superstar in your town, you should appreciate it, which is why it's going to be a series of events, to be clear, but why we want to start this one and just making you guys all look like Bobby Witt Jr. The lookalike contest, you can get your hair cut right there, like Gold said, if you want to help win it. There will be prizing associated with it. To my understanding, excellent prizes. Yeah,
more details to come as the week continues on that kind of stuff.
It could only climb, to my understanding, the scaling of this. It's like the number of tickets you turn in at the arcade. Right now, prizing level's good. It could get out of control, maybe, by the time we hit the end of the week, which is what we're trying to, as Gold said, more details to come on that end. Yeah, but the Wittesons are here. We want you guys to join us. We want you to have fun with us. We want you out there on Sunday. Gold's hair is not quite long enough that I can make him get the Bobby Witt cut, I don't think.
No, I'm going to try. I'm going to work on the stash this week. I will not shave the stash. Maybe by Sunday when we're out there. Maybe by Sunday, it'll at least be noticeable enough. I guess I got to keep like a little bit of the, like a little soul patch or something. Yeah. Bobby's kind of got a little something like that going on as well.
You can take a look at it before
you trim it. Guys right now.
What's that?
I like the get up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think it's great.
So the Royals are on board with this as well. We've got Major League Baseball. It sounds like Major League Baseball also is going to be behind this as well in terms of supporting our creation of the Wittesons. So we're fired up for this. We'll tell you guys more about it throughout the show today, throughout the week, as new details come out as well. But this is not just about this week. This is because it is time that we get a little more respect on Bobby Witt Jr.'s name on a national scale.